7:46, as this week's row in Cabinet over water charges exposed cracks in the relationship between the government parties. The latest dispute is one of a string of political controversies to hit the coalition since the country exited the bailout last year. Our reporter Justin McCarthy has been asking whether the divisions which have opened up between Fine Gael and Labour will damage their chances in the local and European elections.
The government was on a high after exiting the bailout.
Ireland is now moving in the right direction. Our economy is starting to recover.
But since then, there have been problems. There have been divisions in Cabinet over James Reilly's universal health insurance plan.
I'm as concerned as anybody else is about cost containment.
There's been Alan Shatter's handling of Garda controversies.
It was never my intention to mislead the House, and I believe it's appropriate that I apologise to both and withdraw the statements made.
And this week, a row over water charges, when Fine Gael were blamed for leaking a cabinet memo before Labour ministers got to see it.
I think it's never helpful that issues that have to be considered by government are trawled in the media in advance.
So what's gone wrong in government since the bailout exit? Former government adviser, now public affairs consultant Gerard Howlin, says the coalition has lost its way since exiting the bailout.
From the day it was elected until the day of the Troika exit on the 16th of December last, government had a very clear narrative to explain to us, the people, why it was doing what it was doing. Since the 16th of December, there has been no clear narrative. There has been no overarching story of what the policy is and of what it's for.
But will the mismanagement of the government's message result in votes being lost by the coalition parties in the forthcoming elections? Kevin Humphreys is Labour's Deputy Director of Elections.
There has been a certain amount of confusion. It was very clear up to the bailout, the target of actually winning back our economic sovereignty. We've done that now at this stage, and we need to have to show the voters the real gain. There's certainly Shattergate has been a distraction, but I don't believe the water charges is a real issue out there at the moment. And I think as the campaign progresses, we will bring people back to a reality that this government has been doing a good job.
Fine Gael, whose ministers Shatter, Reilly and Hogan have been at the centre of the recent difficulties, believes voters will understand the complex nature of how these problems have been dealt with.
The voters will obviously decide how they want to vote, and they'll make an analysis of how the government has performed during our term of office and recently. In recent months, there has been an awful lot of issues that have been present for a long time that we are now dealing with. And as voters are looking at how we've handled each of them, they'll obviously look at how events unfolded.
Pascal Donoghue is Fine Gael's Dublin European Director of Elections.
The economic collapse is something that affected everybody, and we have to make sure now that the stability and hopefully recovery within our economy is something that can be experienced by everybody too.
But Sarah McInerney, political correspondent with the Sunday Times newspaper, says the absence of the Troika, which provided a focus for the government, has led to divisions in the coalition.
Just this week we have the whole controversy over the water charges. Again, we're not sure exactly how much it's going to cost. We were expecting decisions at Cabinet, then we weren't expecting decisions at Cabinet. The Labour Party is clearly unhappy. Again, there's an indication of infighting and backbiting at cabinet level that we weren't seeing under the Troika. So all of that, I think, is going to, this talk about new taxes right before the local and European elections is the last thing the government wants, and it will very quickly wipe away any memory of what success they may have had under the bailout or in getting out of the bailout at the end of last year.
And now the Labour Party is worried that voters will blame it for controversies in the Department of Justice, Health and Environment.
Yes, there has been problems with some Fine Gael ministers. No later than yesterday, what we've seen at Cabinet. I think it was bad judgment by Fine Gael what happened prior to the Cabinet. I think it affects both government parties, and I really do believe at this stage that Fine Gael needs to get their act together.
And are Fine Gael damaging Labour by the way they're carrying out their business?
I think they've damaged the government.
But Fine Gael believes voters will be more broad-minded when making their decisions at election time.
I'd ask them to consider the progress that we have made in our economy overall, the fact that over 60,000 jobs were created last year, that we're seeing more jobs being created each month, that we've seen our live register come down nearly 21 months, for over 21 months in a row now. That's the backdrop against which I hope people will decide how they want to vote.
But what can the government do between now and election day to win back the support which has dwindled away? Here's Gerard Howlin again.
The single most important thing they could do now, it's a four-letter word, it's called stop. Stop the messing, stop ministers going offside, stop sort of leaks of government business, and just a bit of schmocked and discipline of how they handle themselves issue by issue, day by day. They were able to do it once and they need to find a way to do it again.
Gerard Howlin ending that report by Justin McCarthy.